All right, guys. Well, this is an epic day again. As you know, guys, I'm out here in LA and I am just doing some shout outs for my brother Mike. And of course, you know, guys, you're front row with Jackie Rowe. And welcome to my podcast. And I'm your host. And I have a very near and dear friend of mine. We go way back. And her name is, to you guys, y'all know her as Yo-Yo, but I know her as Yolanda. Yolanda, please just make yourself announced to the podcast world for me, please. What's up, girl?
My name is Yo-Yo. I'm not a ho-no. I like to flow so swift. It's got to be a gift. Let the beat lift. And then rhyme and rap and slap all those can't adapt to the fact I hit the 8-ball
and
the earrings I wear are called
Donkey. Hey,
Jackie.
Hey, baby. Ah! Thank you for that fly motherfucking introductions, because if you don't know, you just found out, okay? Yo-Yo, I love you, girl. Where you been?
I love you too. I love you too, Jackie. I've been here. I've been in LA right now. I'm in New Jersey.
And I know.
My daughter is going to school here in New Jersey because of the pandemic. I am spending some quality time with her. I just got off a tour with Airbnb and Rakim for the
Tour. Awesome. That, you know, thank you so much for the love, because it's so unconditionally bounced back. You know, I love you, and congratulations to your grandson. You know, I was just watching the whole thing, and shout out to your moms. I was just watching the whole family just do their numbers, and of course, you're like my little baby sis, and we go so far back. But I'm upset that I'm in your town, LA, you're not here, but it's all good. You know, you got to pay the bills. You got to do what you got to do. And wanted you on this podcast so dearly because we share so much history. You know what I mean? And you share more history with Mike. And I wanted to just give you, you know, 5 minutes to just be able to tell the world just one of your great moments with Mike as he's about to fight, you know, Roy Jones. This is history. This is for charity. But this is something that's never been done before, and I wanted some of his close friends, you know, our friends from out here, to just give a shout out to him and just let him know, you know, where your heart is right now with him.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. The baby, the grandbaby, is doing amazing. I thought I wasn't going to be the grandmother to stay at home, told my daughter to be the baby home, but I am all of that and some. Mm-hmm. My mama made with the spicy meatballs. My mama don't take the best.
Oh.
Growing up was crazy in my days. We got an ass. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Mommy is doing amazing. She is at home with her boxing gloves on, with her Vaseline up under her eyes, rooting for Mike Tyson. But today is so amazing because what I am witnessing is a person that, thank you. You introduced me to Mike Tyson, by way of Midoriya. I love you guys. And I'm
love
so appreciative of that opportunity to even get a chance to say he's my friend.
Wow.
You know, I remember a time when we were on the stage.
What side?
Yeah. When they gonna pass you to Mike? I looked at his face. I said, they gonna pass him to me. He said, you know, because I'm just looking like, okay, don't start from shit. And so he they kept rapping. Mike said, they gotta pass you to Mike. They gonna give everybody the mic. They not gonna give you.
That's right, right. That's right. We want to hear Yo-Yo.
Right. Where, you know, the energy was way different.
Yes, right? Colossal. Right.
You know, it was just a different world if you just went with the punches. But when I met Mike, and I had this thing, thanks to Val Young, my sister and hip-hop.
Yes, shout out Val. I love Val.
Yeah,
Val. Mary Jane Girls.
Sure.
Yes.
When Mike was at her house, she called me and said, here, talk to Young Yo.
Right.
And everybody was ordering drinks because the lady came to his room. Mm-hmm. And this was after that fight, Adoria, me and you didn't go to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adoria had tickets. Adoria was like, we selling these tickets. So what we doing? I said, I don't care. Because it was my father. But what the hell they expect?
Adoria is off the chain.
I met everybody. I'm in the arena. I don't care. I don't know how it goes.
You saying, wow, like.
Yeah, as
he should. That's Mike.
See, mm-hmm. I ordered Patron. I got a bottle of Patron. And then when we got ready to left, nobody was ready to leave the party.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Of course he did.
Slick Rick wasn't around, so he had to do it. You catch it? I said Slick Rick wasn't around. I mean, not Slick Rick. Rick James wasn't around, so Mike had to explain.
Oh, my God. Listen. One of the best gentlemen I've ever met. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I'm so glad of the journey. Mm-hmm. I know we've been through a lot. I've witnessed, you know, I'm in the industry, so I'm able to witness people. Who
of course. Yes, absolutely.
So to see him come out a winner, and tonight he's going to win this fight. And if not, he's going to build his confidence. He's going to win his confidence.
Absolutely.
Tonight is just a great night for anybody. This is a transition for everybody continued success. That's that word. Continued success.
Yes.
Everybody's looking and wanting the continued success for both of them to win tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm happy for Roy, but I'm rooting for Tyson.
Yeah, I just want them both to come out healthy. You know, people always wonder, what do I think about when my brother's fighting? I always think about his health. And people are like, wow, that's different. I'm like, yeah. Most of the time I've been in training with him, so I watch the excruciating training process for him to get ready for these fights. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, he's a gladiator. And because a lot of people on the outside, they just, you know, the audience and, you know, the stadium, everybody just want to see him fight. And nobody understands that one pivotal point to me, that if he ever gets hit the wrong way, that's it. So I'm always nervous at each fight. You know, I'm strong. Everybody know me, Jackie. But when it comes down to him, I get so weakened in my stomach. You know what I'm saying? So for him and Roy, I wish them a safe fight. Because understand that gladiators will fight, but it's also repercussions that can happen in the midst of this. So I just want to make that very clear.
You know, and you know, this is so different, Jackie, what you're saying, that I get you really humble my spirit with that. But what you saying that, I guess I'm thinking, you know, 30 years of hip-hop, Mike, I don't know how many years he is in boxing, but it just
30.
Gives those who have pinned us against each other, mm-hmm. or, you know, took the better for the sweet, or, you know, monopolized our greatness or failures.
Right.
Just have come back at this age.
Mm-hmm. And he looks amazing. They both look amazing. They look like true gladiators. I mean, like, I just think...
what it is. Nobody really gets a chance to... We always in the picture.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So there's so much structure behind the scenes, you know what I mean? Like they show a lot of it like years ago. I remember watching Julio Cesar Chavez like behind the scenes, and then, you know, my other fight, I forgot his name, the little crazy one, but he's a beast. They started to take the cameras into their homes and showing somewhat of their lives doing these, you know, training for these upcoming fights. But it's a lot that they don't show, you know what I mean? Like I have captured so many moments of watching Mike just getting stretched before a fight. You know what I mean? Like they stretching him out. I'm watching him.
You make me so funny. I need a stretch.
Yeah, but it's a lot of preparation, you know, in the mind. You have to condition the mind before these fights, you know what I mean? There's no sexual activities, you know what I'm saying? You have to go into an attitude of a high attitude, you know what I mean? So it's a lot, you know what I mean? I should do a damn a Q&A on this shit. I'm sitting up here talking about it as I'm talking because I've witnessed so much, but, you know, the 30 years of watching him go through the process, you know what I mean? That it always, like, you know, I be smiling, ha 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 hee ha, but I'm always worried. You know what I mean? I'm worried. I'm like, oh my God, I get butterflies. I get real sick every time he fight. I think he's about to fight right now, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not rushing to go see it because sometimes I can't watch his fights.
And I know you've always been like that, Jackie. Mm-hmm. But you know, you have been working on yourself. You've been working on your mindset. You have been this in this movement, what would you have done? Look at the movement you were in. You know what I mean? Do you, you know, like, you were one of those people, you were solid, you were strong.
Thank you.
You know, and I always told you, I loved you because you reminded me of
I love you too, yes.
It's always, you know, you look like, okay, you know, you talk shit, nobody can pull you off, nobody can
bring you to death. I'm not having it, right?
You know what I mean? Nobody can knife you to death or buy you to death.
Exactly.
Which made me look like, oh God, I grew up in the same place, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I would always be there if you know me, I was about to fly over.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't having it. You know, I came into the game already made.
You got so much to do. I know you're excited. I thought about you.
Thank you.
I thought about you. And yeah. I just said, coincidentally, Adoria texted me. And then, you know, asking me if I would do this with you. I'm like, you wanted to speak to me about tonight. I'm like, of course, without question. Because I'm so glad to see everybody come full circle.
Yeah, he had a lot of people come out, even though a lot of people weren't able to go inside the ring because of COVID. But I'm at this hotel right now. It's so many people that I've been hearing just running into the elevators. I haven't saw them, but people have been telling me. And I'm like, that's love. You know what I'm saying? That's still love to come out through the epidemic, through these trying times, you know what I mean, to still support him. So I'm very honored that we still have an audience of dedicated Mike Tyson supporters, you know? So it's a good thing.
Well, I am in Jersey, and everybody in New Jersey at JTS, where we are social distancing and watching the fight, we are here in Jersey watching it. I just want to say that we all are rooting for the finale of both fighters. But, me and my team and everybody else we're rooting with, they are rooting for Mike Tyson.
Thank you. Well, you know, sis, I love you, and thank you for taking the time out. I know you have to get somewhere right now, and I just wanted to tell you again, you know, you tell me 100 times how much you love me. I'll tell you 1,000,000 times I love you to death, because as sisters and black women, we are the strength. We are that right and the left backbone support for everything. You are now a grandmother, you know what I'm saying? You have always been a mother, you know what I mean? They only see you as an entertainer, yo-yo, you know what I mean? And through social media, we get to see a little bit more, but they don't know the internal strength that you really represent. And so as a big sister, I want to say I commend you and I love you, and keep the fight and keep the faith, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for being one of the best parts of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Tell the people how to get in touch with you, baby girl.
Hey, I'm still a West Coast diva. Tell them follow the leader, catch me on the billboard, moving like a heat seeker in New York. Yo, act like you know. They couldn't do it now. Back up in the studio with Jackie Rowe. You can always find me at Yo-Yo Fearless. Always follow me at Cafe Mocha Radio. Tune in to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. I am your sister, your friend, and everything in between. I love you, Jackie.
I love you more. Thank you, mama. For sure. Brooklyn, LA. All right, baby. Be safe. Okay, thank you. Bye.